Hello and welcome. I got some great news. So hold on, wait, before we get into this episode, I want to tell you guys that we are making it to the TV screen. Yay, big TV. Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim will be on Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. on Comcast channel 25. And we're also on AT&T channel 99. Hey, let's bring this positivity into your living room, into your life. See you guys there.
The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. And I am again your host. Glad you can make it. So I've been MIA for a couple weeks now. I was down in Atlanta with my cousin doing a lot of promotions, helping him out with his career. You know, he doesn't need much help. Shout out to Johnny Boy. Y'all check him out. Doesn't need much help, man. He's doing everything he needs to do for himself. Just trying to be supportive of family and like I'm supportive of everyone else. So, like I said, I'm happy to be back. Seen a lot of things in Atlanta. I got inspired for my own self, my own podcast. You know, give you guys a better show, give you guys more insight on who I am and what I'm about and what I got going on. So just bear with me. It's going to get way, way better. And your life will get way, way better because you'll be in tune. You'll be on course with me. We'll be on the same page. I'm going to come into your house. I'm going to wake you up. And I'm going to make you feel great about yourself. I'm going to teach you how to get over these failures in life. How I got over my failures in life. Man, it's not hard. It seems hard, but it's not hard at all. You know, the reason it was hard for me at first is because I wasn't listening. So I had to open my ears to what I was hearing. A lot of the hearing I was hearing at first was a lot of my friends, a lot of the music. I was listening to everything but the right thing. Once I started going through my trials and tribulations, I was hearing some of the good stuff. I was hearing all the things that would help me get better and get me on the right course. But as a kid, as an immature person, you know, you're still going to fumble. You're still going to stumble. You're still going to make those mistakes. So we have to really make sure that we're listening. And once I started listening to myself, and listening to the people with the best advice around me, and not just taking anyone's advice, not just going along with the crowd's advice, but listening to myself first. Because let me tell you, we really don't have to guard ourselves outside of ourselves to find the answer. We ask other people because of our insecurities. We ask other people because we don't have the right direction, or we don't think we have the right direction. So what I say is, when I take time to myself and I get in a great mood, whatever that is for yourself, but get yourself in a proper mood where you're not going to be distracted, sit down and meditate on it. Ask yourself what it is that you want. Also ask God what it is that you want. What do you need provided? What it is that you're trying to go to? Whatever it is, you can ask yourself and you will get that answer. The brain is wired like that. That's how the brain is wired. If you give out a question, you will receive the answer. You just have to listen and be in tune with yourself to hear it. If you have a lot of nonsense going on and you stay in the drama, you stay in the mix of all the what's and the what's and the who's, and that's all that dominates your day and time, you're not going to hear it. I'm just going to be honest. When I was in that same mix, I wasn't hearing nothing but what I was hearing on the negative side. Once I started separating myself and peeling off that onion of the negatives and the bad feelings about myself or what I didn't think I could achieve because of what I've been through, once I started dialing all that down, and just start focusing within on what I can do, what I want, you know, what I want to have, you know, what I want to do, where I want to go, you know, how I feel about myself, you know, what makes me tick, You know, because it was a while before I found out what makes me tick. Growing up, you know, we all think we have it, but we don't. So just to say that, dial it down. Once again, be patient. Be patient with yourself. Get yourself a good 10 minutes. Dial it down and just listen to yourself. Not the negatives. Get in a positive position in life, a positive thought process in life, and just listen to yourself. You can still find a mentor. You can still find a great friend, great cousin, brother, family member that'll guide you in the right direction. But you got to be real choice about who you're asking advice from. Everybody doesn't have the right to give you advice on your life. Everyone's not capable of giving you the right advice on your life. Everyone's not in the right position to even give you the right advice about your life, right? So if I see a person that's not going where I'm trying to go, I can get some great advice from that person. Find good advice from anyone. Is it conducive to what I really need to get to the next step? I need to ask the person that's on that next plateau, how did you get up there, man? You know what I'm saying? Or I need to just, can I tag along, can just watch and see how they move? You know what I'm saying? We could get inspiration from those people. So all I'm saying is just refocus your attention on where you're going. If your attention is eye level, you're going eye level. If your attention is high, you're going high. If your attention is on the floor, low level, you're going low. So where is your attention? My attention is in the clouds, outer space. I'm in my own mind, conquering it, you know. Feeling blessed every day. You know, I have no more worries in my life. I have no more self-doubt in my life. I've overcome a lot in my life. You know, I never let nothing I've been through hold me back anymore. And it was a lot of times in my life I did that. I just didn't feel secure because of what I had been through. And I'm like, oh, you can't do it because you did this, man. And you can't do it because of that. You know, and man, I don't even have this to do that. Stop it. That's how I tell myself. Stop it, man. I win the battles. I win the battlefields of my mind. You can win the battlefield of your mind, too. You just have to take time, man. It all boils down, and it's real simple. If you just let it be simple. A lot of times I was forcing things. A lot of times I was just putting myself in position. Can't do that. You have to earn a position. You have to prep to be in a position. You can't just throw yourself in a position. I take that back. Sometimes you can, and you can still swim and win. Will it work out that way every time? Who knows? I'm not here to judge, but just to say that if you take the proper time to listen to yourself, if you take the proper time to be patient with yourself, and this is why I say patience. Excuse me. I say patience because a lot of times I didn't give myself enough time to flourish, enough time to grow, mature. You know, I'm trying to jump into games. I'm trying to jump into this and that when I'm not even prepped for it. You know, I'm fresh off the porch, right? Or I'm fresh into it. And what I don't know, I don't know. So how can I help myself if I don't know? I can only help myself by watching, listening, and paying attention. But everything that I was watching and listening and paying attention to was negative, right? So how can I win in that environment? You know, I escaped through, you know what I'm saying? And I made my way, but I didn't really get a real firm win until I X'd that out and pushed it to the side. Took almost, half of my life to get it right. But hey, there's no time on this, man. You know, there's no time limit on this. You know, as long as you're alive, breathing and well, you have opportunity. You have a choice. You have a chance to uplift yourself, to uplift the next person to you. You know, and that helps a lot, too. Every time I try to help a person next to me, I find out I'm helping myself. Every time I'm not helping, I'm not helping myself because I'm not giving back. The more I give back, the more I help myself. The more I learn and I try to pass it forward, the more in tune I stick it in my own head and I learn it better because I'm trying to teach it now. So the stuff that I learn and I try to pass it forward, it solidifies within me even more because I'm passing that forward. I'm paying it forward. You get what I'm saying? So, like I say, patience, taking time to yourself, to listen to yourself, and find the right people to position yourself with. Now, don't go into these situations trying to manipulate, trying to, let them do the majority of the heavy lifting. No, go in with the attitude that I go in with is that I'm here to listen. I'm here to take it in. I'm not trying to over-talk nobody. I'm not trying to make this my thing. No, I'm here to listen, take notes, and see how I can help myself learn from this. Excuse me again. And being patient with yourself is really just taking time to yourself because a lot of these situations that we find ourselves in, sometimes it's not even due to us. It's just a situation that we're brought up in or born into. So with that being said, it's not your fault that you're in your position. It's not my fault that I started off the way I started. Some of it is, I take ownership to all the things that I did when I was at a proper age to say, hey, I know the difference between right or wrong. And I know this is wrong. So I take ownership of that. But I don't take ownership of the things that was attached to me. Going through school, what I heard from friends, probably family members that was negative, and not blaming no one for that. It's just what it is. But I don't hold on to those things anymore. I used to hold on to those things and they used to hold me back, you know. But the more I let that go, the more I rise up. Your past can hold you in place if you allow it to. You have to shed that. The moment I started shedding those old feelings of failure, those old feelings of not being a success and nothing, of old feelings of doubt, old feelings of insecurity, old feelings of I'm not capable because I didn't graduate. The mind plays a thousand tricks on you. It'll have you thinking about things that have nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? So be patient with yourself. Focus on the positive thoughts. The negatives, let them pass through like the running water. And just focus on and hold on to the positives about yourself, the things that make you feel good about yourself. And when you're in that spot, tune in and start asking God, man, you know, what favor do you have for me? Where am I going in life? And where do I want to go? You know, and look at books. Make your, a picture board. Vision board. Thanks for your patience. Yeah, but a vision board. So make yourself a vision board so you can see exactly what you want. On that vision board, man, just put everything that you want, whether it's cars, money, houses, possessions, material possessions, whatever you desire. Get you a vision board and put that together. You know, you could do it with kids. If you don't want to do it by yourself, incorporate the kids, you know. But at some point, you have to start fighting for yourself. And a lot of times, I wasn't fighting for myself. I was fighting for myself out here. A lot of times, I was letting others fight my battles through prayer and through however else. But once I started taking it upon myself and carrying my own water, I valued every drop that I dropped because I'm carrying my own load now. I'm not waiting on nobody to carry it for me. I'm not trying to manipulate nobody to carry it for me. No, I'm picking up my own junk or my own treasure or my own water, and I'm carrying it to where I have to go. So it's more responsibility on me in the best way, though. You know what I mean? Ain't no pressure in this responsibility because it's all about me, because I love me. And that's all I'm trying to present to you guys is that love for self is first. You can't love anyone outside of yourself before you love you, or you'll always be going in circles, you know what I'm saying? And there was a lot of times that I didn't love myself first, so I'm just going to be honest with that. hey, it is what it is. You know, we grow up in these situations. We don't always have the best feelings about ourselves or our situation. You know, I grew up with holes in my shoes going to school, man. You know how that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all can relate. You know what I'm saying? Like, holes in the shoe, clothes ain't all the way up together. Like, come on now. So all these things, they wear on us. We just have to find the time to push through them, you know what I mean? We're going to blossom. Them shoes that I had on in sixth grade and seventh grade, they wasn't the end of me. You know what I mean? It was just the moment that I was in. The bad reports I got from school, that wasn't the end all of me. It was just the moment of me. You get what I'm saying? And once I became an adult and started tinkering with my own mind and tinkering with my own feelings, things started revealing themselves to me. And things started brightening up for me. The clouds started parting. And all I saw was light. You know what I'm saying? All I saw was light. And that's all I see now is light. I don't see the dark clouds. You know, I don't even look for them. And then when they do show up, hey, I just weather the storm. And as easy as I can, I just weather the storm. Because it's not going to last. You know, it may rain for 100 nights. It won't last, though, you know, and if it does flood, I'm going to get the boat out. So just to say that, hey, be patient with yourself. Love yourself. Start understanding yourself before you start. We start understanding other people. Let's focus in on ourselves first, man. Win the battle of self first. Quit trying to win over the friends. Quit trying to win over the girls. Quit trying to win all the money. Quit trying to win this and that. Win over yourself first, man. Once you conquer self, everything else is simple. Everything else is just simple as possible, man. It just falls right in line. But you have to make sure that you're conquering yourself. You have to make sure that you're taking time for yourself. You have to make sure that you're loving yourself. That's the word for the day. Love thyself, and everything else shall love you. You can't love nobody more than you can love yourself. A lot of people will say that, you know, I think they call that narcissism. Is that it? Narcissism? You know? But hey, you got to love, right? Start with yourself, man. You know, if you love yourself first, you know that any relationship you go into, they're going to respect that love because you genuinely love them. But you have to make yourself happy first. You can't go in a relationship saying, I'm doing everything to make this woman happy or this guy happy. I don't even care about, you know, myself. That's not how it works. It needs to be an equal love, an equal effort. And if it's not, it's okay too. It really is, because you can't expect anyone to love you as much as you love yourself or they love themselves. You can't expect them to give the same 100% of love that you're giving. It's a choice. You know what I'm saying? So just to say this is that loving yourself, you can't go wrong. When that love walks out the door, if you still love yourself, hey, you're going to be okay. You may shed a couple of tears. You may, you know, call some people and say, hey, I need some help. I need to go out. I need to get some stuff off my mind, which is cool. But you won't have to worry about harming yourself about love. If you love yourself first, nothing else really matters, you know, whether a person walks out of your life or whether a person cheats on you, you will get over it. But the love of self is how you get over it. You got to love S-E-L-F first, and you'll get over and conquer everything. Man, you'll be in the best position in life. And that's how I got here, man, by pure love. I love myself, man. I love myself more than anything in this world, man. And I found that it was hard for me to say that a lot of times because I felt like I was being stingy, right? But at some point, we have to be stingy to get ahead, you know? I can't be the guy that gets the contract for balling and then I take all my people with me and I lose all my money just trying to bring everybody along. You know what I mean? I have to solidify myself first, put myself in a position to make sure that the golden goose is still here. You know what I'm saying? So now that I become the golden goose, I have to invest in the goose. not the golden eggs that it lays, but invest in the goose that lays the golden eggs. You know what I'm saying? If you invest in the eggs, you're just gonna be satisfied for a day or two. You invest in the goose, you're straight for life, because the eggs and the goose will keep producing those eggs. If you invest in the golden eggs and not the goose, you shall lose. So think about that, you know, and use that. And watch how things unfold for you. You know, that's all I can say is that if you do it, you'll see things starting to change. You'll see your friends leave out your life, and then you'll see some people come into your life. Once you start changing things about you, you're gonna see some things readjust in your life. You're gonna see friends readjust. You're gonna see family readjust. You're gonna see the money readjust. You're gonna see your health readjust. It's just about what you're putting into yourself to what it's readjusting to. It can readjust to the negative or it can readjust to the positive. Uncle Tim only talking about the positives. So everything shall readjust to a positive aspect, whether who comes in your life or who goes out of your life. What comes into your life shall be positive. What comes into your life shall be prosperous. Trust me on that. You can bank on it. Because these are the results that I receive right now. I have no more worries. I know for a fact where I'm heading in life. And I know it's promising. So with that, I'm not going to keep you guys long. Got a quick thing to say. Me and my brother got a podcast coming out. It's called The Brothers Realm. Look out for us next week. We shall be tuned in on one of your channels. Thank you. Peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.